It is not often that I get surprised when I look at television ratings. We discuss television ratings all the time here on the channel. Most of the time, when I am researching ratings for Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the number is generally where I expect it to be. Going into the NBA Finals, I predicted Suns Bucks would draw between 10-12 million people per game. That ended up being a generous overestimation, but I was close. The NBA Finals, they ended up averaging around 10 million viewers per game. God awful. The NBA has been struggling with television ratings for 2 or 3 years now. Ratings have been in a steady decline going all the way back to 2012. The more political LeBron James got, the lower NBA ratings went. Now, of course, the mainstream media, they're not going to tell you all that. For over 2 years now, the media has done nothing but make excuses for the NBA's low ratings. It's those damn cord cutters. Streaming numbers are not included. Less people are watching television. It's the COVID. It's winter. It's summer. It is anything but social justice. Don't listen to those racists who claim NBA ratings are low because of woke politics. Over the summer, the media finally ran out of excuses. Their bullshit excuses had been exposed to the point where they started doing what the media does best. Lying, making shit up. They tweaked ratings to make them look better than they actually were. Now, we all know the reason the NBA is struggling. It's no secret. Adam Silver is marketing this league to 8% of the population. Brilliant strategy. Hey, LeBron. I have a great idea to increase revenue and ratings. Let's piss off conservatives, religious people, and that evil racist white devil. Let's alienate 75-80% of the population. That will really increase our reach. The NBA essentially turned its back on the majority of America. At the same time, they embraced China with open arms. As a result, many Americans have turned their back on the NBA. I have said this several times over the last couple of weeks. The NBA no longer makes news for anything basketball related. Major headlines in the NBA, they're always about something that takes place off the court. Whether it's the vaccination status of Kyrie Irving, LeBron having fans thrown out of arenas, Adam Silver with a mouthful of Chinese balls, the NBA and the media have pushed this notion that it's normal for ratings to be this low. That nothing on television is drawing big numbers anymore like they did in the past. The problem is the NFL is disproving that notion, and they had been disproving it all season long. NFL ratings have been consistently high all year. Ratings were up 9% back in September. It was the best start to an NFL season since 2016. What happened in 2016? Colin Kaepernick took off his helmet, put on his Fidel Castro shirt, and became a social justice warrior. You see, as strong and as popular as the NFL is, even they're not immune to the fungus of woke politics. Now, the difference between the NFL and the NBA, the NFL has a leader who's not a dumbass. The NFL has a leader that doesn't allow the players to dictate the direction of the league. The NFL has a leader with balls. I'm talking about Roger Goodell. Now contrast that with the leadership in the NBA, Adam Silver, a man with balls the size of Caitlyn Jenner, a man who is afraid to stand up to LeBron James. Roger Goodell doesn't take advice from Tom Brady. He makes his own decisions. Adam Silver, he calls LeBron for advice when figuring out which bottled water they're going to stock in the refrigerator in the NBA office in New York. One of my longtime viewers hit me up last night on Twitter, asking me if I had seen the NFL ratings for Thanksgiving. Now, I hadn't checked them out yet, so he sent me a link to the story. I could not believe what I saw. Raiders Cowboys, mid-afternoon game Thanksgiving Day, drew 38.5 million people. 38.5 million. It took the NBA 4 games to draw that number for the NBA Finals. The NFL's drawing that for a regular season game in late November. It was the most watched NFL game in 30 years. Now, you have to remember, the league just drew monster numbers last weekend. Cowboys-Chiefs Sunday afternoon broadcast to 93% of the country. So this game was not even available in all markets. Cowboys Chiefs, over 28 million. At the time, it was the biggest rating for the NFL in 2 years. Now, you look at ratings across the NFL. They are up across the board. Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Fox, CBS, NFL Network. Now, how is this possible? People don't watch sports on TV like they did in the past. Just look at NBA ratings for proof of that. It's possible because the NFL refuses to go woke. Now, sure, the league sends virtue signals every now and then to the virgin community. Roger Goodell will claim that the NFL rarely cares about social justice. When we all know the NFL doesn't give a shit about social justice. They don't give a shit about woke politics. The only reason they pretend is because they don't want to deal with the bitches in the mainstream media. By the end of October, NFL games accounted for 23 of the 25 most watched programs on television in 2021. The NFL doesn't just dominate ratings in sports, the league is dominating everything on TV. Fans being back in stadiums across the country, it's helped, but I think the main reason for the surge in NFL ratings is people are sick and tired of politics. People are tired of the damn COVID. Did you guys see there's all of a sudden a new COVID variant going around? Oh yeah, COVID 3.0 is coming. It's so dangerous. It's spreading rapidly. Everyone hide in your homes. Christmas is canceled. It won't be long. Anthony Fauci and his wrinkled face will be all over television warning everybody about the coming flu. But no one will be listening because Anthony Fauci has zero credibility. Would the surging NBA, or not NBA, would the surging NFL ratings really prove is how far the NBA has fallen. In my lifetime, the NBA has not been as unpopular as it is right now. Maybe the early 2000s, but the NBA finals back then were still drawing 12, 13, 14, 15 million. The NBA finals now struggle to draw 10. Hell, the NBA is struggling so bad right now, they don't even bother competing with the NFL anymore. They moved their Thursday night doubleheader on TNT to Tuesday night. Did you see any NBA games on Thanksgiving? No. The NBA used to air games on Thanksgiving. Not anymore. They know people are watching the NFL. But hey, at least the NBA can take solace in the fact that they are fighting hard to end mythical racism. All right, let me know what you guys think of the NFL's monster ratings on Thanksgiving and throughout the season. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.